Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city at last.
Hello, everybody. God bless you tonight. This is Susan Puzio, and I want to welcome you to the Prophetic News Radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And we had an exciting event today. Just a little while ago, I was checking my YouTube channel, and it wasn't there. One of my YouTube channels, I have two, my YouTube channel, Jonah T48, and then I have another one that it's up and running, but it wasn't getting as many hits as my other one. I had over 1 million views of some of the videos last week. And anyway, the channel is not there. So Prophetic News TV is still up, and I'll probably be moving most of my videos over there. But it seems like Paula White had my channel filed these bogus copyright complaints against me. And I don't know if Paula knows about fair use, but it's actually illegal to do what she's done. I guess she didn't call her attorney. But it's really harassment. They call themselves ministries, but yet if you say anything about what they're doing, about the heresy they're preaching and the false doctrines and the false teachings, well, if you happen to be on YouTube, they file these copyright infringement claims against you, which they have no merit. They just do it to harass you, to try to take you, shut you up. Well, anyway, I won't be silent. I think these people are such cowards because I don't try to hide my opinions, or I don't try to hide what I'm saying. It's the truth. Whatever we said about Paula White is the truth. It's been reported in newspapers and on television, so we're only reporting the news. And I find it amazing that they don't go and file these copyright complaints against newspapers and TV stations, because they don't have a leg to stand on. They just pick on somebody that has a YouTube ministry. Yeah, that doesn't really sound Christian. Like, why would you want to censor anybody unless they were making things up about you? But we don't make things up. We tell the truth, and we report the news. But I happen to be listening to the O'Reilly Factor. I don't watch it that often, but I just happen to be changing channels, and I saw that he was going to have two attorneys on the program, and they were going to be talking about the fact that Mitt Romney had made a television ad against Newt Gingrich, and he had used a clip, I think it was from Tom Brokaw on NBC News, but he had used a clip of Tom Brokaw reporting the news story of Newt Gingrich having these ethics violations. So Tom Brokaw was demanding that they take it down. He didn't want them to use his image or his video. But the attorneys on the O'Reilly Factor said that, well, he doesn't have a leg to stand on because he can't do anything about it. He can take them to court, but he'll lose because there's a copyright law that you can take small portions of someone's photograph or someone's video, and you could use that to report the story. And they can't do anything about it. They can't stop you. I think most of these so-called ministries know that, but they've been notorious, especially on YouTube, because if someone files a copyright infringement on you on YouTube, they don't do anything to try to dispute it, or they just go ahead and if you get three strikes, then they remove your channel. So they don't do any investigation, which isn't fair. I mean, they shouldn't take the side of the people that file these ridiculous copyright infringements. They know the law. They know what fair use is. So it's just ridiculous. And I just think, you know, if Paula White has anything to say, she should call this program, or she can email me. My email address is out there. Instead of doing these ridiculous things to people that are only reporting stories and telling the truth. I mean, after all, she did abandon the buildings in Lakeland, Florida. They are abandoned. And even after I took the time to call them to let them know that their buildings were being vandalized, whether they knew it or not, I don't even know. They didn't seem like they care. And they still don't care 6 weeks later that the buildings are still being vandalized. My friend was just out there the other day, and the doors have not been secured to one of the buildings, and people can still gain entry there. So I want to know if these so-called ministries that call themselves prosperity ministries, and they tell you that if you sow seeds to them, that God will meet all your needs, and that because they've given all this money and they've sowed all these seeds and they've done all this tithing, that all their needs are met. Well, then, I mean, they couldn't even pay their electric bill over there. The place was shut down by the fire department at their ministry in Lakeland. It's now abandoned, and it's for sale, and the buildings are being vandalized. So that's the truth. We don't have anything to do with that. That's what happened. And we merely report the stories. And we might post a picture of them when we're reporting the story, just like any newspaper puts a picture of the person that they're reporting on. So what's the beef? It's so ridiculous, but you see how these people are? They're just so petty. And look, if it's not me, there's hundreds of people on the internet now talking about the false teachings of Paula White. And I'm not the only person out there, so you can't shut me up. I'm here, and I'm here to stay until Jesus tells me something different. If he tells me, he wants me to shut the thing down, then I will. But I'm certainly not going to let Paula White try to shut the thing down. You can't stop the Holy Ghost. You can't stop the convicting power of the Holy Ghost. So unless you don't know the Holy Ghost and you don't know his voice, well then, if he is convicting you, which I'm sure he is, Paula, why aren't you listening? You're preaching a false gospel. You're leading people astray. If you're going to call yourself a Bible teacher, you need to read the Bible and find out what it says. And there's no such thing in the Bible as tithing money. If you would read your Bible, you would find out that tithing was food. It always was food. And so if you're going to teach tithing, then tell people to bring you a bag of groceries. And but don't make stuff up. Don't make stuff up about tithing and seed sowing, and that if people sow seeds to you, they can get salvation for their children. They can get healing for their bodies. They can get their financial needs met when none of that is true. So at least if you're going to call yourself a Bible teacher, could you just please read the Bible and find out what it says? That would really help. That would really help people. If you claim to want to help people, then you need to read the Bible and quote the Bible the way it's written, not the Message Bible and all these funny Bible translations that you use that you can make it say whatever you want to say. You can lay down 20 or 30 different Bible translations and you can make it say what you want it to say. Stick with one version of the Bible, like the King James, where it's accurate, and rightly divide the word. I think that would really help. So that's what we're saying. That's what we want. We want to see people be accountable. If they're going to be on so-called Christian television and they're going to call themselves Christians, then I think it's your duty to read the Word of God and to find out what it says. And I hold myself to the same standard. If I'm not a coward about pointing these things out to Paula White, and I don't think she should go behind my back and file bogus copyright claims against me on YouTube. Like I said, if she has anything to say, the phone number's here. You can call in the program. You can email me, Susan@propheticnews.com, and we can talk about it. So, but they like to go and they like to do things in secret, and they like to go and try to do something to you to stop you from telling the truth. Well, you can't stop God's word, and God's word is true, and whatever is in the Bible is thus saith the Lord. So if it's not me, it's going to be someone else. There's plenty of other people out there, like I said, that are standing up for the truth of the gospel. And we're not ashamed for the gospel. Look, I'm not for sale. I don't preach for offerings. I don't preach for tithe money. You know, those days are over. And God doesn't want his people to be abused and used by these false teachers. It's just not right. If you claim that you love people, you have to love them enough to tell them the truth and not to use extortion and bribery and all the things that you do to get money. If you're going to teach people how to live by faith, then you need to live by faith yourself, which means that you don't have to ask because God knows what you need. You don't have to keep asking and begging and thinking of all kinds of manipulation and all kinds of schemes to get your needs met. That's not God. It's not the Word of God. It has nothing to do with it. So anyway, Paula, give me a call. Don't hide behind your desk or your bodyguards or whatever. You know, it's nothing personal. It's just that we have to stand up for the truth of the Word of God. And, you know, I'm praying for you. I hope you get saved. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in, okay? Bye-bye.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. ruler and maker is the Lord God above. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.